From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, coming to you from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. It is such a joy to have you there, and I trust that today is a day of blessing for you. This week we are studying the prayer of Jabez that I am calling a challenge for service. And of course, the prayer of Jabez is found back in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. And I've been emphasizing throughout the course of this week that it is important for you and for me to pray this prayer of Jabez, to make it personal, whether we are talking about making it personal for our individual lives or our family lives or our church life or our ministry life, whatever the case may be. So the question is, have you prayed the prayer of Jabez recently? Well, here's what it says in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9 and 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. We've been looking at this throughout the course of this week, and I would encourage you, if you've not been by the radio yesterday, Tuesday, or Monday, that you actually contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries and ask for a copy of the programs, because it's important to understand the previous programs, if indeed you're going to understand what I'm teaching on today's program. We've already looked at Jabez's life, and yesterday we began to look at Jabez's prayer. And yesterday we noted that Jabez asked God to bless him indeed, because Jabez recognized that God's blessing is needed if effective service is to be accomplished. Today I want us to look at two of these elements of Jabez's prayer, and that is, he sought an expansion of ministry. Jabez sought an expansion of ministry. Notice what he says. He says, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Enlarge my coast. Now, nothing is known about Jabez's ministry prior to this. We have no idea. Like I indicated earlier this week, we don't know too much about Jabez. About all that we know about Jabez is right here in these two verses in front of us. So we don't know what his ministry was like before this, nor do we really know what his ministry was like after this. But the fact of the matter is, whatever he had done for the Lord up to this particular point of time in his life, he wanted to do more. We don't know Jabez's age. We don't know if he was 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. We don't know that. But whatever Jabez did up to this point in his life, he wanted to do more for the Lord. What about you? Seriously, what about you where you are right now? I realize I'm talking to people all across this nation and in other countries. Some of you might be driving down the highway. Some of you might be eating a meal. Some of you might be still in bed listening to the program. Some of you might be at your office or whatever the case. But let me ask you, as a Christian, What have you done for the Lord up to this point in your life? How has your service been to God? Now, maybe as you look at your life, you can say, well, praise the Lord, I've been able to do this and that and the other thing to the glory of God. And if that's the case, I say amen along with you. But maybe as you look at your life, you're saying, wow, I've not done too much. I've been saved for this many years, but I've really not done too much for the Lord. Well, if that's the case, I want to encourage you right now. I truly do want to encourage you right now to make a decision to do more for the Lord. If you've not done much for Christ up to this point, well, confess that, repent of that, and today begin to do more for the Lord. And even if you've done a lot for Christ in your life, why don't you ask God to enlarge your coast and give you greater ministry? You see, many people these days will say, the least I do for the Lord, the better. Don't ask me to do this. Don't ask me to do that. Don't ask me to sing in the choir. Don't ask me to teach a Sunday school class. Don't ask me to go to the mission field. But if you really love the Lord, and if you are a real disciple of Christ, then you won't want to do less for God. You'll want to do more. Now, you might ask the question, what motivates this desire to ask God to enlarge your coast? Well, first of all, I think an understanding of God's greatness will do it. When we realize that we have an all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present, perfectly holy God, then we will want to serve Him, and we'll want to do more for Him as we look into the future. I think an appreciation of God's gift, the gift of salvation that God has given to us, thanking Him for what He has done for us through Jesus Christ on the cross, will want us to do more for Him in the future. I even think that an application of God's gospel will want us to do more for God in the future. Because, you know, in the Great Commission, Jesus says, go ye into all the world. And we're to continue to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Those are just a few things that would perhaps motivate us to have the desire to have our coast enlarged for the Lord. But I challenge you today, no matter what you've done up to this point, would you say, God, enlarge my coast? The third element of Jabez's prayer is that Jabez sought God's strength. Notice, if you would please, again, First Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. Wow. Jabez said, God, would your hand be upon me? Now you'll say, what is the significance of that? Well, keep in mind that when you study the Word of God, the hand of God in the Bible often speaks of God's strength. For instance, back in Psalm 89 and verse 13, the psalmist says, thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. When God's hand is upon an individual, that simply means that God is giving that individual strength. Now, Jabez knew that if he was going to do anything for the Lord at all, it must be by God's strength. The question is, do you understand that? Do I understand that? I often think of various passages of Scripture when I think of the significance of doing anything by the strength of the Lord. I think, for instance, of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6 in the Old Testament, where it says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And then I think of the words of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 15 and verse 5, where He says, without me ye can do nothing. And then I think of the words of the Apostle Paul, as he says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then I think of that great doxology that's given in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, where it says, now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Many verses of scripture like that throughout the Word of God that teaches us that if anything is going to be done, it must be done by the strength of Almighty God. You see, it's God's strength that enables us to face the giants of our life. Remember David? Little David, back in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, when he was standing up against the great Goliath, David didn't say, "I come to you in my own strength, Goliath." That would have been, well, that would have caused David to be a laughing stock, because he was little and meek. Goliath was strong and mighty. But David said, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." Wow. So let me ask you, are you praying Jabez's prayer today? Jabez sought for an expansion of his ministry. How about you? Jabez sought for God's strength to do that ministry. How about you? Oh, beloved, I want to encourage you to make the prayer of Jabez your prayer. And if you make that your prayer on a personal basis, God will hear, God will answer, and God will bless you. The Lord willing, tomorrow, as we continue and conclude our study, we're going to look at Jabez's final element of prayer, and that is that he sought God's protection. I trust that you'll be there by the radio then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dull, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.